It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. Republicans target big tech for, quote, misinformation. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's climate change movie bombs. Nearly half of young adults suffer from a mental disorder. New report ranks the fastest growing cities in America. Also ahead, how President Biden's deal affects us all. But first, House Republicans demanding information and records from big tech companies for allegedly colluding with the Biden campaign during the 2020 election. Representative Jim Jordan, the next chair of the Judiciary Committee, unveiling probes into Google, Apple, Facebook, Microsoft, and Amazon. Data released by Elon Musk shows the companies routinely met with the FBI and Department of Justice to discuss suppressing information that might damage Joe Biden. A climate change documentary from Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez tanking during its opening weekend. The project called To the End was filmed over the last 4 years. Despite debuting on 120 movie screens across the country, the documentary earned less than $10,000. That's almost impossible. That's $80 per theater. By comparison, Al Gore's 2006 global warming documentary made $24 million and won an Academy Award. A survey from Harmony Healthcare finds nearly half of young Americans suffer from a mental disorder. 42% of people under the age of 25 have been clinically diagnosed with depression, insomnia, anorexia, hyperactivity, or attention deficit disorder. A third attend therapy sessions once a month. 1 in 10 members of Gen Z take anti-anxiety medication. CNBC listing the fastest growing cities in the USA. Here they are: Salt Lake City, Denver, Dallas, Charlotte, North Carolina. Number one fastest growing town, Austin, Texas. In 1990, just 200,000 people lived in Austin. Now more than 1 million. The cities losing the most residents, New York and San Francisco. In a moment, President Biden's deal. Right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. President Biden loves to say, here's the deal. But very often the actual deal is nowhere near Mr. Biden's capacity to understand it. Take the Russian swap. It was maddening watching the TV pundits yodel, Biden left Paul Whelan behind. He's a Michigan man who's languished in a Russian prison 4 years, convicted of espionage. The sad truth is that Joe Biden has absolutely no leverage with Putin whatsoever. I believe Biden is tied with Rapunzel on Putin's fear list. So if Washington wants Mr. Whelan and basketball player Brittany Griner released from confinement, Putin dictates all the terms. Take it or leave it. With no options, Biden took Ms. Griner in return for freeing a brutal Russian arms merchant who was 14 years in American custody. When a radio interviewer asked me why Biden abandoned Mr. Whelan, I simply said that short of war, the U.S. government cannot force Putin to do anything. Trump couldn't even get Paul Whelan released. So that's the deal, and Putin gets the win. Although Biden gets progressive cred because Ms. Griner is an African-American lesbian feminist, all the boxes. However, in the biggest deal sweepstakes, the welfare of America, Joe Biden is making incredibly bad choices. A few months ago, I wrote about the plan, which is attached to the deal. Mr. Biden is completely under the influence of the progressive left, which controls the Democratic Party through massive donations from the likes of George Soros and Mark Zuckerberg. The radicals have bought not only Biden, but Schumer and Pelosi as well. There's little opposition on the left to the extremists, no matter how destructive their proposals are. Think open borders. Most foreign nationals have zero ties to traditional America, so let's flood the zone with them. That fits right into the plan, which is to change America into a brand new green country where the federal government runs the vast economic engine and dictates who gets what. Call it eco-socialism. In order to make that happen, younger Americans and immigrants have to buy into the concept that the USA is and always has been a racist nation bent on harming minorities and destroying the planet by using fossil fuels. That is the main play. America must disavow its traditions and change everything, including capitalism. No opposition is allowed, especially if you work in film, TV, or academia. The plan has been remarkably successful because the corporate media is largely on board and a weak president has no clue. Now, at this point, I don't know who's going to win the Civil War. I didn't anticipate the Biden-induced border collapse. But I do know most Americans have no idea what the stakes really are. A tremendous loss of personal freedom. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. Please go to BillO'Reilly.com for more honest news. And I hope you'll consider my book, Killing the Legends, as a Christmas gift. In a moment, something you might not know.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 132 years ago, one of the great Indian chiefs was killed in South Dakota. His death ended years of resistance against the federal government's brutal conquest of the West. Here is the story of Sitting Bull.
Born in 1831, he killed his first buffalo at age 10 and joined a Sioux war party at age 14. His struggle against American troops began during the Civil War. Sitting Bull became one of the few tribal leaders who refused to sign peace treaties with Washington. His loyalty to the traditional Indian way of life won him thousands of followers among Native Americans. By 1869, after the Civil War, Sitting Bull was made supreme leader of the Lakota Sioux, the first person to ever hold that title. In 1875, the U.S. government ordered Sitting Bull to bring his people onto the reservation, but he refused. The clash led to the Battle of the Little Bighorn, where the Sioux and Cheyenne wiped out General Custer's 7th Cavalry. 263 Americans were killed, their bodies stripped, scalped, and massacred as a message to President Grant. The battle enraged the federal government in Washington. So Sitting Bull and his people were pursued into Canada. With food scarce, the tribe ultimately surrendered to the U.S. Army in July 1881. They were moved to the Standing Rock Reservation in South Dakota. In 1890, officials in Washington falsely blamed Sitting Bull for another insurrection. Indian police were dispatched to arrest the chief. Well, he was taken into confinement, but there was a fracas, and somebody fired a shot. So the Indian police retaliated and shot Sitting Bull dead. And here's something else you might not know. The actual location of Sitting Bull's grave is still a mystery. After his murder, the chief's body was dumped in a cemetery at Fort Yates, North Dakota. 60 years later, a descendant named Clarence Gray Eagle secretly relocated Sitting Bull's grave, and nobody knows where it is. More on the great chief Sitting Bull in my book, Killing Crazy Horse. Now this.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.